What a nice thing to say. Thanks, Katya. Thank you all for coming. It's nice to see everyone here. Isn't this the first hockey game? There's an important hockey game on tonight. All right. So, the first poem I'm going to read celebrates the sun. It's set in the summer. And it's a poem about falling in love. It's for my partner, Brad Cran, who was is a very fun person to fall in love with. So it's called Apiary of Underclothes. And an apiary, as most of you know, is a place where bees are kept. The last word of the poem is the word broom. And I mean broom, the bush that is an invasive species on Vancouver Island. But nonetheless, it has a gorgeous, vibrant yellow foliage. The poem is set on that highway. Apiary of Underclothes. After the beer parlor, we set off for the islands drinking whiskey from Tupperware cups. We jimmied the radio for baseball. Expos were up. I didn't know what day it was or the year. Finally, I thought, a good-sized man and held the wheel. Strands of silence floated up between us like duck shit in the lake water. It happened right when the days held till 10 o'clock. Fireflies and June bugs. Every few miles, we stuck our heads into the slipstream to wet our eyeballs, both of us taken with the lights flickering on the dash. We felt ghosts hovering over the scab of last year's abominable fires. Have you heard so-and-so's having a baby? Well, no. Well, yes. I hummed my favorite Beau Diddley's and rattled off some names of local birds. Jays scooped it, finally. When the car stopped, furs of dandelions flew around us, and we hastened like they did into that broom. Oh, so this is another summer poem. I wrote it at a time in my life that was quite different from that time. I'd had a child with the person who I just wrote about. And I was feeling a lot less, I was a lot less free. This is called Midsummer. And the place I'm naming, Trout Lake, is actually a beautiful little natural oasis in the middle of East Vancouver. It's more of a bog than a lake, but it was our home for 5 or 6 years. So that's what Trout Lake is. Out at Trout Lake, the kids are splayed in the umbra of the sun, feeding goldfish with plankton. There's a glut, as it happens, along the coast, and so the fish are smallish and demented. But the parrots have welcomed into the noses, ears, armpits, hearts of the children, where they never hasten to repeat the dirty words they teach them. Nobody hears their curses but me, and so I say them softly back to myself. Fuckhead, shitballs, gaylord. The sun is a soothsayer with a parched tongue and lips the color of iron. Under the tattle tree, I try to glean my thoughts from myself. Wondering with all these children at my feet where the peace went and what it wants to say to the rank-and-file creatures out for a stroll, of the tamed pigeons breeding above me in the dove coat. So remote is the island of myself from myself, even the circuitous circus of the heart has found in the grass slumber to shut itself up. Pound of water, piece of bread. Tonight the streets turn gelatinous. Dogs trot by with their tongues alol. Hummingbirds scissor the air. Letters shimmer in their liquid. I feel your words against my ear, so large and porous. The ink holds the movement of your hand. Always there's a light coming in by the side door. always some kiss upon the brow. In my dreams, the corridor of coat pegs empties, whether in this world or that one, I cannot tell. The tomatoes hang so wholesome in their trance. The past carries its own brand of effulgence. And given the chance to leave the house nostalgic, given the sidewalk's propensity to open unto sea, within a hair's breadth of the city bus, its irascible fender, at the epicenter of bliss is a longing, my compatriot, I wish you were near. Firstborn. This poem is written for Rory Sarah Jerome Cran. I wrote this poem after September 11th, 2001, when I was 7.5 months pregnant. Firstborn. You live in me. We're eating well. The sky softens into a pulp. I dream of lampposts and soft fruit. When you sleep inside a white city covered in ash, streets electric with silver and broken teeth. Soon, little fire, you will live here. Lights and sirens, sky trains and automatic banks. Soon you will live here. Come screeching into the trouble. Come already haunted. Flood. Angels wear black. Everybody knows that. Flies use their feet for building. When time comes to get the job done, they turn to each other, the fly and the angel, their faces warped by lightning and sand. The angel carries clouds on her shoulders. At night, she wrings them of water and washes her hair. The fly doesn't bathe. He's too quick for rain. But he builds these magnificent cities. Everybody envies his gardens and walls. The angel sits in the branches of the willow after days of making sunshine and to suck on a cigarette and sing silly songs for the street children. Both of them would like to live a slower life, but the work is endless. One body after another needs her hair washed, needs his bones buried, and a stone rolled across the grave.